Thank you for calling customer support. This is Rachel, and I am a supervisor. How can I assist?
Yeah, actually, I see two transactions which I did not use it. One is on May 11th. This is $7.95, and one is May 17th, $56.95.
Okay, you transferred regarding a charge?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. Just one moment, please. I need to get into my screen. This will take a moment. Okay, I do apologize for the wait. It'll be just a moment. Need to get to the screen here. All right, if you could please go ahead and provide me with your zip code.
This is 11756.
11756.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. And one moment, please. Okay, 11756. And thank you. If you'd also please provide your first and last name.
My name is Tayyaba, T-A-Y-Y-A-B-A. Last name is Noreen, N-O-U-R-E-E-N.
Okay, N-O-U-R-E-E-N. Okay, thank you. And one moment, please. All right, I am accessing your account here, so it'll be just a moment. Okay, I do apologize for the wait. I'm still accessing your information. Okay, let's see. For security purposes, please verify your address.
This is 141 Blue Spruce Road, Levittown, 11756, New York.
Okay, Levittown. Okay, thank you so much, and please verify your email address.
This is Tayyaba, T-A-Y-Y-A-B-A, _44@hotmail.com.
Okay, thank you, and please verify your phone number.
718-802-8905.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. Excuse me, I have gotten an account located that shows your first and last name. It does show your address. The shipping and the billing address. It does show your email and phone number. Let's see, it shows a canceled account. I believe this is for a gadget offer. Just one moment, please. Those are growing there. All right, it shows a canceled account for, gives us a brief description. It shows kitchen, so it's a gadget offer. It shows for kitchen, so maybe for a kitchen gadget. It shows the charge of $56.95 that you were billed May 14th, but it started with $7.95 that it shows you were billed on May 9th.
I did not order anything. I did not order anything.
Have you checked with anyone in your household, ma'am, to see if this was something done online?
No.
It does show an IP address for a device that was used in Levittown, New York, 11756. The IP address can be from a mobile device, tablet, or a computer. It can be either one. Lots of times people complete surveys, this is how this could have started. It could have been a survey. But with this particular offer, which is a gadget offer, the customer pays the shipping and handling. There is an item that ships. Also with it, the customer gets like 24 to 48 hours to respond or to contact customer service if they don't want to be billed the membership fee. It does show May 14th the $56.95 was billed. That is called a membership fee.
What is this? I never did that, and I don't know which company is this.
Let me see if it shows. We are a third-party call center, but let me just check out. This wasn't done over the phone. It shows that the webpage where it was checked out on was called TrueProductsForLess.com. That was the checkout page it shows. Mm-hmm. TrueProductsForLess.com was where the order was checked out on. However, let's see, that was May 9th. Now, with this particular order, it shows when the customer pays the $7.95. They receive an entry for a sweepstake drawing. And what happens, you'll get charged the discount shopping store membership. You also receive a $125 voucher monthly for the discount shopping store.
I did not receive anything. What is this? Mm-hmm. I did not do it. So can you please stop this so they cannot use my card?
It's already canceled, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did confirm that this is already canceled. You might want to check your email for May 9th since you verified an email that shows here. However, this is the 28th. So what I'll do, I can get you refunded because normally when the $7.95 is billed, there's the product is shipped out. We don't do any shipping here. We're not the warehouse. But I can get you refunded for the $56.95 since it shows that was May 9th, but it doesn't have a USPS tracking number.
I did not receive anything yet, and I did not order anything, and I did not get any what you say saying that monthly I have to pay what any deal.
All right, I'm just reviewing with what it shows here in the account since we don't place any orders over the phone. Have you already reported the $56.95 as something that you didn't authorize to anyone besides the merchant?
I did not order anything. I was like, when I see this card, I say I did not use this whole month. I did not use any my card online or otherwise. Just my son bought a book. That's it. So I was worried, who used this my card?
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. Have you reported the $56.95 as an unauthorized charge to anyone else besides the merchant?
What that means?
It means, have you already reported the charge as being a fraudulent charge?
Because I did not open my my app, because I have City app on my phone, so it didn't let me go through open it. So that's why I call you.
Okay, you said you tried to report it. When did you try to report it?
I think 2 days ago. But I cannot open my, they are saying that for some reasons you need to call Citibank because I was unable to open my transactions only and see my statements.
Okay.
I can open my transaction, but I cannot open my statements.
Okay, I'll refund you both of the charges because it doesn't show a tracking number for that kitchen gadget. It just has kitchen. So what the type of item it
what
was?
Where they showing the tracking number? I don't see any anything I order, and I don't know. What is which website it has the tracking number?
No, ma'am. What I was stating is the account does not show a tracking number for when
Oh,
the
okay.
shipping and handling was paid. It's supposed to have a tracking number. And there's supposed to have been an item that was shipped out. It was supposed to be a gadget for the kitchen. It just says kitchen. It's kind of briefly put in there. But I refunded both the $7.95 since no item shipped out. Today's the 28th. That was about 3 weeks ago. So you have refunds for the $56.95 as well as the $7.95. They will post back. You're welcome. It'll post back as two separate credits in 3 to 5 business days. You're welcome. You have a refund confirmation. Excuse me. Of R260.
Hold on. R260?
Yes, 187.
187.
214.
214. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. They'll post back as two separate credits in 3 to 5 business days, and you don't have to worry about any further billing.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support.
Bye.
Bye-bye.